team. We're now joined by New Cutty's defenseman Matt Dumba to discuss his new one-year contract with the club. If you have a question for Matt, please click on Raise Your Hand. And we'll start with Patrick Brown from ArizonaCoyotes.com. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, Matt. Congratulations, first of all, on the new deal. Nice to meet you. Well, starting out, just curious your thought process and what led up to the deal here in Arizona.
Yeah, there's a lot that went into it. You know, obviously a big decision. Been here in Minnie for a long time now. So the change and the move was, you know, kind of a big piece in that, where it was going to work best for me and my family. And, you know, having a place in Arizona already definitely helped out.
I know you played a couple seasons with Nick Bjugstad. I'm curious if you talked with him a little bit about being on the team, and also curious if you're familiar with anyone else on the Coyotes.
Yeah, so yeah, Bjuggy was texting me every other day. He caught me, put the clamps on me at one of the weddings we were at a couple weeks ago too. And just always, you know, dropping it in my ear. But it was awesome to, you know, see guys really enjoy Arizona, the coaching staff, the style of play that they're growing into. And I felt that last year playing against the team. I thought they worked tremendously hard and played free, and you know, I saw a lot of good things. So I'm very excited to join the squad, and I am fortunate that over the past, you know, 3 years, I've got to know a lot of guys on the team already, just skating with them in the summer or working out and training with them. You know, pretty good friends with Kellis as well. We golf a lot together. So it's going to be a good fit.
Well, I got to know, who's the better golfer, you or Kellis?
Oh, Kellis, man. yeah, this guy plays way too much, but yeah, he's going to be giving me some strokes. I'm going to make him work for it.
Last one for me, and you touched on it a little bit, but I am curious what your takeaways were from playing the team last season, what it was like, and what your experience at Mullet Arena was like as well. I know you played a couple games there. So what was your takeaway from playing the Coyotes last year?
You know what? It was get to the rink and you get to warm up outside, and it's just a light atmosphere that allows you to, you know, get into that right mindset to, you know, prepare the right way for the game, and just be excited, because the barn you're stepping into is, it's packed every night, and it almost gives you those junior feels. So, you know, when I played there, it gave me those feels and kind of, you know, that love of the game, you know, like when it was simpler. And I think that's going to be a great atmosphere for me to step into and, you know, try to play some of my best hockey.
Awesome. Well, thanks again. Congrats again. And nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice meeting you. Thank you.
We'll go next to Craig Morgan with PHNX. Go ahead, Craig.
Hey, Matt. First off, congratulations. I wanted to ask you about the timeline here. Your name has been out there for a long time, so maybe you can walk us through this process and why it took this long to come to an agreement, and then how it happened with Arizona.
You know, I guess call it spade a spade. It's a tough team, tough situation for a lot of teams this year with the cap. So, you know, I was letting things unfold. Teams kind of play out their hands. And, you know, Arizona was around from day one, and they're definitely had a big piece in this, and the discussions I had with my girlfriend, with my family, about what was right for us. You know, we're weighing the pros and cons, and you know, there wasn't too many cons to come into the desert. And yeah, we just needed to take the time to look at everything and be calculated and make sure this is the right fit. And we know it is, and I'm so happy to be here.
Is it fair to say that you or Craig Oster were having conversations with multiple teams at some point?
Yeah. Yeah. I think everyone knew that as well. And we're very transparent and open, about, you know, seeing all the options. We set up my last contract for that reason, you know, to take me to free agency to, you know, really hone in and see what the right fit is going to be for me. So, yeah, I appreciated Craig, doing all the work, you know, behind the scenes, making the calls, and, you know, just fortunate, we're able to land in AZ, because, yeah, they're always my front runner.
I want to ask you about your connection to this area. We've seen you at some of the informal skates here in the past. So maybe you can clarify us. I think you do some training down here. Maybe why you spend so much time in Arizona.
So my trainer, Tommy Powers, he was working out of a spot, Dr. Drobot's spot out in North Scottsdale there. And he was making flights up to me, to Mini, during the COVID, period, and he's just like, we got time right now, like, come down to Mini or come down to AZ, and I know you'll love it here, and bring your golf clubs, bring the gear. And ended up working out there for a week, met a bunch of the guys, golfed. I went home the following weekend, packed all my stuff, and then we rented a house in DC Ranch, and right beside the ice den. So we were there every day just grinding, and we had a really good skate that summer. It was a lot of fun, and yeah, just, you know, that's where my love for Arizona started. And then, yeah, right before I left, I bought a place. And so it's been a little getaway spot ever since.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, we'll go next to former Coyotes beat writer, current Wild beat writer from the Star Tribune, Sarah McCollum. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, guys. Hi, Matt. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, what's up, Sarah?
Hey, just your memories with Minnesota and the Wild. What stands out the most when you reflect on the last 10 plus years?
Oh, man. I mean, me and Jimmy called me this morning, and he's kind of putting it into perspective. It's just like, you know, from 17, 18 years old, you know, you do everything together. You spend more times with your teammates and your best friends that you created on the team more than you do, you know, your best friends from home, you know, or the buddies that you grew up with. Cause it's an everyday grind, and you battle, you grow together. We grew up as men together, you know, we started out as just little boys. And that's what I'll remember, just all the friendships, the memories made. It's been one hell of a ride here in Mini, and I'm so thankful for it. It's exciting new chapter, but yeah, I'll always think back to these times. Going through the phone, looking at the photos and seeing where the boys were at. You know, made a lot of good friends that won't just be, you know, hockey friends, and they'll be lifelong friends, which is probably my best memories.
Have you already looked at the schedule when Arizona visits XL Energy Center first?
No, I haven't looked too much into that. It's been a whirlwind these last couple of days, so I haven't had much time.
You'd mentioned you had a house in Minnesota. Will you keep your house there?
Yeah, I think, you know, my girls from here, from Egan, that were an EP. It really is our dream home and a spot that we think we're going to be a long time. So, we put a lot of love into that house. So, I'm going to keep it here and make it the summer spot. A little too hot and AZ, I heard. Some of my friends are telling me about that 25 straight days of over 115. I don't know if I can hack that in the summer.
Last question for me, Matt. You'd mentioned when the season ended just how proud you were of the work that you did in the community. How do you see yourself maybe staying connected to the Twin Cities and all the efforts that you put in there to help grow the sport?
I'll definitely stay connected because it will be home base for me one day. And you know, I value those connections and bonds I've made with all the different groups here in the Twin Cities. You know, it's been so fulfilling. And I think I said that to you at the end of the year, like even more fulfilling for me. And I know that's a part of my life purpose, is to help others, and being in the situation I'm in, I don't take that lightly. And I think people around here know that, and I'm proud of that. So, my work won't stop. It won't stop here. And, you know, I got some great teammates, former teammates on the Wild that will, pick up a lot of the pieces that, I've left behind and help facilitate them while I'm gone and be there and continue to grow the game.
Matt, thanks for your time, and thanks for all that you worked with us in the media over the years in Minnesota.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it.
We go next to Eli McCown with the Arizona Republic.
Hi, Matt. Thank you for doing this again. Just wanted to ask, you know, what you feel you can bring from a leadership perspective to a Coyotes team that has a lot of young pieces heading into the season.
You know, I've been on a lot of different teams. And every year, I've been healthy. I've made the playoffs. That's something that hasn't happened in a bit in the desert. And you know, it takes, in seeing all that, I know the consistency that you got to bring on a daily basis, you know, kind of falling in love with the monotony of the regiment and the preparation. And, you know, I hope the guys see that and see that I move as a professional and a guy who wants to get better every day. And I think that mindset, you know, can be contagious. So I want to bring that. I want to bring my hard work ethic, and I do believe, you know, true leadership is digging in and putting in the work first and setting an example. So that's where it's going to start.
In your early conversations with the coaching staff, what have they kind of said to you that they really like, you know, that you can bring to the ice this season?
You know, I was able to talk to them maybe a month or so ago. I know they believe I have more in me, and you know, I've built up my defensive game, and they want to see that continue. They want to see that grow, but also I have more to give on that offensive side of the puck and being able to jump into plays. And you know, there's a great group of forwards, and you know, they're very skilled and can make plays and have vision. So I'm looking to be a part of those rushes and to capitalize on chances that I get.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll go next to Joe Smith with The Athletic. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Matt, congratulations, and thanks for doing this. You mentioned Brodin called you this morning. What was his message? I know how close you guys have been over the years. You said to put it in perspective, right? So what was the message he kind of gave you when he called?
I mean, he, you know, Jimmy is one of my best friends, so he's so happy for me and the opportunity that I'm getting. He knows I love it down in AZ. He knows we're going to be able to get out for some nice dinners, maybe some golf, come over to the house. So he's looking forward to that. But yeah, it was a little bittersweet, you know. There's a new chapter I'm starting, but me and Jimmy have been going through it together since day one. So he was one of the last two standing. I guess it's him and Spurge now. But yeah, when I look back at the time, just our friendship, it's something special, and even our hockey and what levels we took it to as a pairing, you know, it was one hell of a run. Not too many guys can say that they played that long together and knew each other and know each other like me and Jimmy know each other.
And I'm sure you've thought a number of times the last several years, it could be your last day in Minnesota, just with the trade deadlines. I think this year you said you dodged another bullet this year because of, you know, all the rumors going around. Just when did you kind of feel ultimately it was going to be your last time there? Do you kind of sense that during the course of the whole year because the salary cap was going to be that way? Do you kind of have a sense? So this wasn't like emotional things that you knew was kind of coming, right?
Yeah, if I said it wasn't emotional, though, like, I'd be lying. Like, of course, there's a lot of emotion goes into it. So something when you've been in one spot for 10 years, you know, you create habits, you create friendships, and, you know, hard to let go of those things sometimes. But I know all those people are supporting me, and I'm really excited for this new chapter.
Last one for me. I know some free agents with the cap the way it is have tried to sign 1 year knowing that it'll go up next couple of years significantly. Is that kind of your thought going into the summer? Like you probably hoped for maybe a long-term deal, but maybe this is the right thing for a lot of guys to do is do a 1 year thing and see where it plays out in another 8 months.
Yeah. I mean, I think everyone wants the security and to be locked up for a long-term deal. You know, I think that's a lot of guys, the reason why we play, you know, it's a living, and you want to be the best and you want to be appreciated as so. So for me, is just the best fit for me as a hockey player, as for my family, for my mindset, allowing me to, you know, become the best player I know I can be. I'm put a lot of pressure on myself to do that. So I'm looking to come into AZ and make a big difference right away. And yeah, that is to show teams and show Arizona that, yeah, we could lock something up long term. And, you know, I have a lot of good hockey left in me.
Thanks so much, Matt, for all your time in Minnesota.
Yeah. Thanks, Ben. Later.
Go next to Dane Mizutani with the Pioneer Press. Go ahead, Dane.
What's going on, Matt? Congrats with everything. Just one for me. You talked about, obviously, your growth, everything you did in the community here, and obviously your growth on the ice, too. Like, what is the biggest thing you learned about yourself over the past decade when you kind of take into account everything that went into, you know, on and off the ice?
I don't know. Maybe, that's a great question. I don't know. Maybe I don't give myself as much credit sometimes, but, I'm pretty resilient, you know, been through a lot here, injuries, ups and downs, being on the block, you know, now playing your best, you know, there's highs and lows. And I think everyone feels that, but when you're in one spot doing it for a long time, you know, it accumulates, right? But I've been able to push through, all those things, good, bad, and, you know, add it to the fire. And, you know, that fire's burning, and my passion for the game and wanting to be the best defenseman I can be is, you know, burning as strong as it's ever been. And that's what I want to bring to AZ, and I think that's what people are going to see.
Appreciate you, man. Good luck with everything.
Yeah, thanks, Dan.
Go next to Remy Masti with the Hockey News. Go ahead, Remy.
Hey, Matt, congrats on the contract. I was just wondering, playing for one team your entire career, are you excited for the fresh start to really play for a new organization? How strange do you think it will be at first to put on that new uniform?
Yeah, it'll be a little strange for sure, repping the red. But no, I am so excited. This is it's a huge opportunity for me, and I'm going to take every you know, I'm gonna put everything into this and give it my all. So I'm excited.
Thank you.